USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133, the NASDAQ up 95, the S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp defending his decision to begin phase one of reopening businesses and getting Georgia back on its feet after weeks of being closed due to the coronavirus. Kemp responding to a question from an NBC News reporter about the data he used to justify reopening, as some say it's way too soon because the state has done very little testing.
Can you tell us specifically what data you use to determine that this was the safest choice?
Well, I know it may be hard for NBC News to understand this, but all the data is publicly available on the Public Health Department's website. As I've said before, I made those decisions in conjunction with Dr. Toomey and many, many other people following the data, and there's a lot of data that we're following. I mentioned a lot of it today about our ramp-up in testing we're doing.
To date, Georgia down toward the bottom, ranking 42 out of the 50 states for the least amount of testing done. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
It's back to work on Capitol Hill.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hazlitt, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
For the next 3 or 4 months, there's going to be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make smart moves.
Hazlitt speaking outside the White House. I'm Tim Berg.
A high school student in Florida has quite a decision to make when it comes to going to college this fall. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The Florida high school senior is being praised for earning acceptance to all 8 Ivy League schools across the U.S., Jacksonville native Craig McFarland accepted to Yale, Princeton, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Dartmouth, Cornell University, and Harvard. And his acceptance letters were not limited to Ivy League schools. Craig was also accepted to 17 other colleges and universities. The 18-year-old is a valedictorian of his graduating class at Stanton College Preparatory School and has a weighted GPA of 4.98. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.